nice when the spices are already mixed for you, I have to admit. I had a friend, she's from the Dominican Republic, and her lunches always smelled good. She was a coworker. And I asked her, well, what, you know, I just started asking her, what's the seasoning in that? She'd be like, adobo. And then a couple of days later, oh, that smells really good. What's that? Adobo. I said, well, what do you put in your rice? Adobo. What do you put on your chicken? Adobo. Sounds like I need to get some of this adobo seasoning. And she really did use it in everything, and it always smelled good. And sometimes it smelled different, you know, than I didn't notice that it was the exact same seasoning every time, but I guess depending on what you mix it in with, that was her go-to spice. And so I did. I found a bottle of it, and I used it a lot. I used it on broccoli last time, which was, it turned out really nice.
Dominican adobo the same as Mexican adobo?
Well, she sent me to Publix to get it, so I assume so, because she didn't specify. Don't get the Mexican one, get the Dominican, you know. She didn't specify. She just said you can get it at Publix, so. So I would guess yes, although I'm sure that a Dominican and a Mexican might disagree.
Because I know there is another adobo, but I've done the Mexican adobo. Usually when you get five chipotle peppers in the cans, they're packed in adobo sauce. And I will use that to season chicken enchiladas with.
Good, too. Boy, I can get my whole menu planned talking to you tonight.
The Cajun food and the enchiladas. I hadn't told you about my brunch bowl that I do on a regular basis, and that probably about covers the extent of my cooking.
I found that if I do a few things really well, then people think I'm a really good cook, and they ask for those things. And I occasionally experiment with other stuff, and occasionally it's good, and occasionally I fail. But we always talk about it over dinner. Oh, this is too much salt. Oh, this is overcooked. Oh, this is undercooked. But there are some things I do well.
I've gotten, I don't know what it's like to talk about a YouTube channel here, but Sam's a cooking guy. He has given me inspiration several times on stuff that is, you know, some of his content, you know, you look at the title and it's like, hey, I'm not so sure about that. But he's entertaining to watch. He's sometimes not family friendly, but might want to look up Sam the Cooking Guy. He puts out three videos a week, three months of machine into it and stuff.
Do you phonetically spell his name?
M. Sierra Alpha Mike, the cooking guy.
Hearing Stan with the tango in there, so I will check him out. I'm guessing he's on YouTube.
Indeed, and give him a few episodes, and once you kind of learn the character, his son runs the camera, and they've got a guy that does, you know, like audio and stuff more often. He's always talking to them behind the camera. Entertaining. Like I said, though, he can sometimes get not family friendly, but he doesn't take it too far.
Well, I'll give him a chance. We'll see. I love to get cooking ideas, and I like it to be real stuff that we would actually make and eat, not something that we would, you know, we would spend $50 on to cook at home. It's like, if I'm going to spend $50 on some cut of meat, I'm going to have some expert cook it.
Kind of how he got his start. He was like unemployed, and you know, this was decades ago. He was unemployed and was sitting at home and watching a cooking segment on TV, and it's like, I can do that too. And but part of his mantra is he won't cut out mistakes. He's cut himself, he burned himself, and you know, forgotten ingredients, just like we all do. And he doesn't cut all that stuff out because he knows it's a part of doing it. So he doesn't like it all to be cut and edited and polished like they try to do for TV. So, yeah, he's pretty entertaining.
And crazy of a time. I baked a cake for my husband's birthday, and I got the recipe online, and it said to cook it at 200 degrees, and I was thinking, that's really weird. I don't think I've ever set my oven that low, but I followed the recipe and set it to 200 degrees, and the cake didn't get done, and the cake didn't get done, and 2 hours later, the cake wasn't done, and 3 hours later, it still wasn't done, and I'm like, this is so bizarre, and I had double-checked the recipe, and it said 200 degrees, and I'm like, oh, this is someone who's using some other scale of temperature. I mean, it had to be, because no cake will cook at 200 degrees, so finally, I bumped up the temperature, and when the cake finally came out, it was delicious to the taste, but it was very, very dense, and we joke about that to this day, how I can bake a cake for 4 hours.
Be good around my family, because if it's very dense, you'd only need a thin slice of it, but anyway, that's about all I have. I was going to shout out to Dave and let him know filled out my application and wasn't expecting the trick question of when did your license expire, so I have to go look that up, and I did get it submitted.
Answer to the trick question, please.
It's a while back, so let's see if I can remember it. I believe it was April 3rd of 2017 is when I got it.
Well, it's been good chatting with you. I am excited to grow garlic. I've been inspired by your experiments with your garden. So thanks for hanging around for Rat Chew.
On this end, and I will give you an update when the garlic is harvested and let you know how the organic garlic from the store did. If not, we might all have to buy the cloves from a nursery somewhere. But that's all I've got, so I'll turn it back to you. KN4HTB, KN4CH2, back to it.
This is KN4HTP, net control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call net control. Looks like our net control tonight will up tomorrow night will be Chad KN4. No, that's not right. Not KN4. KO4 and UE, Mr. Chad. And I will submit the net report electronically, and I'll break here for a minute for the report to transmit. Hold on. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everybody.
KN4NUE, KN4CHY, you still around, Chad?